Now, issues of systemic racism have been pushed into the spotlight in recent weeks since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Last Saturday, Black Lives Matter NL held a rally at Confederation Building in St. John's. Yesterday, we heard from Isabel Ojeda about a petition she created to push for the inclusion of more anti-racist content in this province's high schools. As of this morning, the petition has garnered over 20,000 signatures, and one organization supporting that push is Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Now, why did you feel, or why did the NLTA feel the need to come out in support of this petition and what they're asking for?
Well, what we said first is that, first of all, the concept Black Lives Matter, NLTA is unequivocally and absolutely in support of it. We certainly think that racism is abhorrent and needs to be addressed, and addressed honestly. With regards to curriculum development, these are things that are within the purview of the Department of Education. We certainly would hold that any curriculum in the province needs to adapt and change as society changes. And we'd certainly feel that it's important to have educators involved in the curriculum development process as any revisions are made.
Where do you think the gaps in the curriculum right now are when in coming up with, or I guess in addressing racism?
Well, I think it's certainly important to recognize that every facet of our Canadian culture has a unique history unto itself. I think any time there's a gap in that, in terms of any part of our Canadian culture and society not being addressed, these are things that need to be addressed. I will confess, my academic background is in the sciences. I certainly haven't done as deep a dive into the social studies curriculum, and by that I have the default of those who actually are social studies educators. But certainly there are concerns that our current curriculum does not adequately address the full capacity of our Canadian culture and society.
Now, how yesterday in the program, Isabel Ojeda mentioned a part of the responsibility in the conversations he's been having is also with teachers and how they choose some of the selected texts. Have there been any hurdles in I guess teachers being able to choose texts by more Black and Indigenous or other people of
color? Not that I'm aware of directly. Certainly, no one's made that representation to me directly.
And so why do you think there's been a gap in getting those materials from, a teacher standpoint?
That's a question, Lisa, that I haven't been asked about that directly. I haven't been exposed to that. I think right now, and I can speak to the science curriculum, because that's one that I was actually involved in myself. The process of curriculum development involves bringing in educators, or certainly should, to go through what delineations need to be made in the context of a pan-Canadian framework document. From there, the teachers involved on the committee, I was involved in developing the high school biology curriculum, would ascertain what objectives need to be covered, how it needs to be covered, and what student support resources are selected as part of it. Which comes back to my point is that when any curriculum revisions are made, I know that the province did undergo a process with the social studies curriculum, adjusting social studies to be in the high school to reflect a combination of geography and history. These are things there. What I would suggest is that when teachers are involved in the process, the likelihood of getting appropriate texts to be utilized to address the curriculum objectives as outlined becomes much more successful. And that's why I think the process would have involved. We'd certainly support an examination of the curriculum. We'd certainly think that it's important that all facets of Canadian science be represented and represented accurately in the curriculum delivered to our students.
Amongst the conversations we've been having on the program over the past week has been around the denial of racism in this province, and maybe a bit of discomfort around talking about these topics. Has that ever been a conversation that the union has had to deal with from teachers or from parents?
Not in a direct, overt form, but again, I want to suggest this is that in this province, Newfoundland and Labrador is a reflection of society. Racism is present in society, so to say that there's no racism in this province, that will be an unequivocally inaccurate statement. It is there. It is there. And certainly speak to those that have been affected by it. They'll give you the true picture.
Now, the school curriculum is the responsibility of the Department of Education. What is the NLTA doing, to push this motion forward or push this, call to action forward?
Well, we haven't had discussions directly with it. This is something that's certainly been put on the radar very, very recently. What I would say is that if we are consulting the opportunity to present itself, we would certainly encourage the department, certainly be in support of the department, revising any provincial curriculum to reflect the current realities of today's society. One of the lessons I learned from my undergraduate work when I did my education degree was that education is about the total development of the total child in the total environment. Part of that total environment involves the world in which we all live, and part of that will be developing a respect for all so that everyone feels safe and welcome and included in Canadian society, Newfoundland Labrador society, within our education system.
On the end of the teachers and the selection of materials by more authors of color, more Black and Indigenous authors, what do you think teachers need to be supported in order to make it conducive for them to make these selections on their own?
I think first thing is that we've always advocated that the best judge of what education should be, what's going on in the classroom, is that of the classroom teacher. Teachers are professionals. Teachers have expertise. Our province teachers are amongst the best qualified in the country, dare I say the world. What would be the best support them is allow those teachers to exercise their professional judgment, to have access to textbooks that would reflect the curriculum delivery. And under that dynamic, I have every confidence that teachers would choose textbooks that reflect what the curriculum needs to cover.
So, sorry, just to clarify there, you're saying that the teachers don't have adequate access to these resources and authors right now?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that right now, not being aware of it, I'm saying that when the province puts out its list of approved learning resources, within those list of learning resources, having those listed so that teachers could choose from within that and they would make the right choice. Again, for me to speak on what's exactly available in learning resources, as I mentioned earlier, I haven't had a social studies background. It's been an area in biology and chemistry. Mm-hmm. And in that dynamic there, so what I would say is that I'd have to have a better look at exactly what is listed in the list of approved learning resources. Within that learning resource, it's important that teachers be given access to that. So I think it'd be unfair for me to pass direct commentary on what exactly is there or isn't without having direct knowledge.
Dean Ingram, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning and sharing your thoughts with us.
Kindly welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.
Now, we did reach out to the Department of Education for a statement about that petition and that discussion that we've been having here on the show, and we did get a response. In part, it reads, "These are very important discussions that are ongoing. Currently, race and racism are common themes in both language arts and social studies curriculum." A spokesperson went on to include detailed information. She says that the issue of present-day racism is not explicitly taught as part of the curriculum. However, discussions encouraging critical thinking about world events, such as Black Lives Matter movement, are often part of classwork. Such discussions, the statement goes on to say, are encouraged, and opportunities and input on how to strengthen the curriculum or do things better are always welcomed. The department also welcomes and encourages the celebration of Black History Month in schools. And there were some specific examples included in there, like analysis and discussion of writing for biases as they are related to racism and other discrimination, such as gender, socioeconomic status, age, identity, place of origin, and also encouragement of student reflection on their own writings, creations of discussion of the perspectives and biases present in those texts, and discussions on how media can be inclusive or exclusive regarding race, gender, socioeconomic status, culture, age, identity, and place of origin. And it's certainly that's part of the statement that we did get back from the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development. But of course, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. The Morning Line numbers are 576-5259 or 1-866-576-5259.